Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. For those of you tuning in to 515-605-9732, we're here to read for you. What you're going to love about this show is we are a little wild, thus the name, in that we give away prizes, we have fun, we bring in really fun guests, and we give those free readings to you on the phone. So those of you that have called in will be able to get 5 to 10 minutes with me as a psychic, giving you the energy of what the guides are telling me, what they're feeling, and having some fun. This has been going for a little over 12 years, and those of you know, we're changing things. So those of you contacted me, make sure you're checking that psychicjethro.com website to get a contact. I love all of you. I know on Facebook, I want to make sure you guys realize that when you schedule with me, it's one-on-one, and we can get more in-depth. The show, we're putting over the air, so you're going to get that reading and that sense of what they're getting. And we congratulate some of the people that have been on before, coming before the show, and welcoming the new positive success. And speaking of success, we have a really phenomenal guest tonight. For those of you who love those stories, those really get in your heart and feel with the greatness of what's going on with people and individuals, we have our guest tonight is Jabberwocky. This is the artist behind Dragon of the Blue Flame. You know, he's the illustrator of it. This gentleman, I can tell you personally from knowing Jab and his work, is that he's a phenomenal human being, just a good person who has some ability and has a really good craft and artistic talent that it not only is his artwork, but now he's out there with this book and a couple of other books we're going to talk about tonight. We want to just go ahead and bring in Jab. And how are you doing tonight, Jab?
I'm doing pretty good, Jethro.
Thank you for coming on the Wild Show on such short notice. And we welcome you here. Those of you tuning in, we're going to be talking about his success in the first book that he has, Dragon of the Blue Flame, and then there's some other sequels to this. We have a couple of people asking questions, John, with it. Was this something that you wanted to do as a child, or how did this idea come of writing this book?
It's definitely a story I created as a child. It all started when I was at the age of 10. When I started getting, I had toys when I was like a baby, but when I started getting these Dragon Ball Z action figures, I never watched the anime. I just started picking up the figures, and I was trying to get into it because my cousin was into it. And so knowing nothing about the story, I just got toys, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to create my own adventures and whatnot. And over the years, I kept developing the story, and it got to a point where I'm like, I really like these ideas. Maybe I should try to make it into an actual story.
I love that. And it is good. Those of you know, we promote the ones that I've read the books, and it's really one of those books you want to get a hold of. You can get it on Amazon. Where are some of the other places, John, that you've got it out there for those who want to order it or get it on e-book?
Right now it's just on Amazon. I'm working on trying to get it into Barnes & Noble and a bunch of other stores, but that's going to happen within the next few weeks. So
wonderful. Good. Isn't that exciting, those of you tuning in? Now, look, without giving the story away, tell us a little bit. This is about two siblings, correct? And you know, some of the journey they go to and some of the things they handle in their life. You know, it's like magic in realms there.
Oh, definitely. the two characters are based off of me and my sister, and I wanted to make sure I had that like that sibling bond between the two, as having an older sister myself, the older sister is being overprotective of her little brother because in her mind it's her little brother, it's her baby, you know, and that's kind of how my sister, that's kind of my relationship with my sister. But meanwhile, the main character, Alan, he's rambunctious. He likes to explore and do his own thing, and it gets annoyed when his sister tries to act like a mother. And it's like, what are you doing? Leave me alone.
I love it. Those of you wanting to have a reading by John with the Scrying, go to Friday's Psychic Circle. You've got to know where it's at. We've got it set there off of psychicjetro.com, and we'll schedule in a time when John can go. He has things that he does, and we'll work out a schedule for you at that 7 p.m. Eastern time, and you can have a reading by John. So, John, we have – oh, and I just used the name. Is that okay if I call you John?
Yeah, that's fine.
All of you know that his pen name, Jab, you know, Wonky, isn't his real name, but it's a great, phenomenal pen name. And what's excellent is John is just a really good person. John, we've had a couple of individuals writing in a couple other questions here. I looked at the front of it, and I did think of the Z-ball with this. I was very impressed with the artist work. Did you do the artwork on the front of your book?
I did do that, yes. Thank you. I'm actually an illustrator first. Before a writer, I've always had the keen act of like drawing, and I've just loved drawing animes, other cartoons as well. And originally my goal was to become an animator. I moved to California for a summer, got as far as to get in a job at Warner Brothers for like a busing job or whatever. And then, something happened where I ended up leaving California. So.
Oh, excellent, John. And we got over here asking, John, my daughter is 9 years old. I was wondering if I bought this book, would I be able to read it to her? I've been looking at it on Amazon after seeing this come up on the show, and I just want to make sure that it's age appropriate for children.
It should be age appropriate to her, but definitely – there probably is one part at the end that you might want to like review. But other than that, everything, I wrote it with the mindset of someone like within like the age of like 10 to be able to read it. So.
Perfect. Welcome to see it. And I would say that I feel that I can, like John, I think you would feel that it's safe. I think those of you tuning in are going to love it. Those of you that are adult enjoying the book. And thank all of you fans that are writing in. Christy's telling me she's pregnant again. I'm so glad, Christy. But, you know, we love you dearly, honey, but you got 11 kids. And we're very proud of you, and I will someday be able to read for you again. I know it's been a long time since Texas, but I still remember you. I love all of you guys that are tuning in. We're going to just go ahead and grab those phones in a little bit. So hang on. We've got 205-518. All of you coming in for the readings. Check out the book by John, because tonight, that's how you're going to get some of your prizes. Those of you that have put psychicjethro.com, put in there, I bought the ebook from John over there on Amazon, put in something there that you went on John's site. You know, the best part of helping those who have the creativity is to get in there and help them. Why? Because two things. One, you're creatively get learning and enriching yourself. You're getting a great book. And third, you're putting some things there. We're bringing you these talents, and I want to see how many of you guys are awake out there. Dean's writing me over in Massachusetts, Jethro, I don't know what happened, but ever since I've had a psychic reading from you, I seem to crave it more. What happens, and it's an excellent thing, is a reading something you want to get. You feel that sense. You want to get into it. A lot of people enjoy the energy between two. John and me can talk to you a little bit about this. We read on Fridays, and you guys know Sunhita, the phenomenal Jennifer from California. We have Jen from California. And those individuals are on there, and we laugh about the energy that's exchanged. That's what you want to go to a psychic circle. John, can you tell them a little bit about your ability? Are you okay sharing this as an author? You do feel and sense a lot of things from the guides.
Oh, definitely. I forgot the name of the clarity. Well, first I wanted to congratulate, was it Christy for having her next baby?
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations. But my ability. it's the one where you already know, or it's complicated to explain because it's just like, you know, one moment you don't know, and then like something pops up in your head, and you're like, is that my thought or is that something that they're trying to tell me? Because a lot of times, like that, for me, that has been tricky because there's been times I had like an idea, not realizing that my guides are telling me something like, hey, you know, here's something that you should know. And then later just like, oh, they were trying to tell me something and I didn't pay attention. But also try to connect with my guides whenever I try to scry. So what I do with that is I either look into like something reflective or I close my eyes and I can just see like images of colors. And it can either like be something as simple as like a shape of a face or animal, or it could be something a little bit more complex, like I want to say like a Mandela. But every time like I would try to scry while you're doing your reading, I end up seeing a lot of the same things that you're talking about, and I'm trying to draw it, and you're saying the same exact thing I'm drawing. I'm like, okay, well, that explains what I'm drawing right now.
I love it, John. And we've got people writing here, woohoo, is John single? We've got this from TCL over in Albuquerque. She wants to know if you're single.
I mean, yeah, I am single. So.
Hey, those of you contacted, we're having just a great time. I want to tease all of you. We've been going through some situations with everybody that I know a couple of you had asked me. If you've had a little delay or anything's happened, know that we have some the things there. You can always contact me at psychicjethro.com. That's the best way to get in. I do those messages. I contact you. I do apologize to everyone going, Jethro, I've called your phone, and it's either full or I wait for a week. That's a good thing. That means I'm very busy. And what's really positive is I do so many readings and then I have to rest. I have to replenish. So those of you know that are coming in, and the children you saw on Facebook are my grandchildren. We're going to be there for Christmas. We're going to be celebrating. And yes, Santa's coming to their town. And it's one of the holidays I really enjoy. So this year, we're going to be working with that. Those of you know, there will be that two-hour Christmas special show that always is on here for all of you guys to listen. I can tell you from Annette in New York to Kathy in Florida to Vicky in Oklahoma, just to name a few of the winners that have won the big prizes. We send you $500 worth of psychics fun stuff, psychic wild. We send you new books. We send you current things. One of the books that will be in is Dragons of the Blue Flame by, you know, Jabwaki. Why? Because he came on our show and we're going to promote that book for him. So you'll get that book for those of you who put in. So you got to go to psychicjethro.com and say, this is here and what I'm listening to, what I'm going through. Put your name in there. Let us know that you're out there so that we know that we're connecting with people that are like-minded, like the song. And I had a friend asking me yesterday, Jethro, you're still doing the show. I do the show because it's fun. I get to talk with individuals. I get to meet with people. And the really fun thing for those of you coming in, we got over here. I will do, Andrea's wanting to do some things. Andrea, if you're out there, sister of the birthday, you know you're Scorpio and you're in Florida, so why are you not doing the show with Psyche Jethro? Why are you not doing it? Because you didn't contact your friend about it. That's why. Contact me. We'll get together and get a time. I've got other people asking me, Jethro, why did Cindy leave the show? I don't know. You've got me. When you talk to TV, there's where I don't do much of it. And to read that, you know, it's by authors and writers. I understand a lot of individuals will want to know and what's going to happen with the sequel. Me and John are authors. I wrote Living in the Psychic Realm, and I've read for 30-some years psychic, but I don't know what's going to happen to that character. But I'm sure Cindy will, whatever the writer of that show wants to put her at. We're going to grab a little bit more fun with you guys. We're going to go into that site right now and give out a couple prizes here. First one we've got, we put it in the wheel. For those of you know, we have to do it fair because we are psychic. Me and John have our ways of knowing stuff. And what we're going to do is put it in the wheel. It's going to spin. And the name that comes up is the person that we're going to be picking. And we have Blair. Blair has won in the plains of, and he is one from Nebraska. Excellent. I got the state there. You guys get me when you put all that other stuff in there. I'm trying to read it off. But Blair, congratulations. You've won yourself a $25 Friday night psychic circle class with Jethro and a lot of his friends. So bring your psychic circle. We'll send you the email on Zoom because you can come to it on Zoom or in person. And you've also won yourself a $30 rose quartz necklace. Ooh. So there's love, this energy is very beautiful, and it is shaped in the heart, and it's 24 karat gold necklace. So I hope you enjoyed that, and thank you, Blair, for writing in. I just had a really good time listening to you last time, Jethro, and I love this new guy that's on there. He's giving me the tingles. Well, Blair, you picked the right show. This is the Tingly Show, and me and John are here to aim to please. So we those that are new, we're going to tell them a little bit. When you're getting the tingles, it means you're feeling positive sensations. She's saying that she's feeling good vibration. John, have you got the book? We know about the siblings together. Is there a sequel to Dragon of the Blue Flame?
I am currently working on the sequel right now. I have the next three books outlined, which is going to be a three-part saga. And then I have two side stories that will branch off after those three, along with the main story continuing with multiple and multiple more books. So, I got a bunch more books mapped out so far.
Excellent. And those of you tuning in, we're discussing with Jabberwocky, his phenomenal book, Dragon of the Blue Flame, and connecting to everyone, 515-605-9732. For those of you listening on iTunes, remember, if you want to get in on the show, the way to get a reading is to call that number and let us know. Show us your love. Call in. Even if you don't push the button, just to listen so we know you're out there, because me and John are doing what we can do for you. John, they've got a couple of other questions here on the book. I went in and I looked at it, and I would like to buy it on Amazon. Is it true that I can buy what's hard? They're trying to see what kind of books that you have out there, what three different varieties they can buy.
There's an ebook, which honestly you can get that for free if you have Amazon Unlimited, and I can still get royalty from that, but it's mainly like unlimited. You get that, I believe, free for a month, and you're able to get a bunch of their unlimited books for free. But if you don't do ebooks, then there's the hard copy and the paperback copy. Both copies are the same. The paperback copy is in black and white with my illustrations, and the hardcover is going to be in color.
Wow, excellent. Those of you tuned in, we're reading on there. We're going to pick up those phones. Don't go anywhere, you guys. Hang on. We're still going through a little bit of our catching up on our messages. This is for Jethro. I would like him to know that I have known him for a long time and really want to tell him from my heart, I'm very sorry I stood you up in April in 1982. I was very much nervous and did not want others to know that I have a little bit of social disorder. Through the years, I've watched you on Facebook and other things, and I want to tell you that I really wish I would have been able to make that date. I know that this was something very odd. As I laugh, your friend Mark told me later that you were so mad that you quit roller skating and have not roller skated since. So I just want to tell you that person feels very bad about what happened there. Well, thank you. I thank you for doing that. You took me back a minute. It was like I had to kind of go back with it. And I will tease you, you know, Mark was an habitual fibber. I did go on roller skating, so don't let him play that guilt with you. And you tell him when you're back there, if you still see him there in Colorado, he's got one of the best houses of steaks and chops that I've ever had. Mine was good, but his is good too. Love you guys. Thank you guys for just connecting with us. You know, John, anything you want to tell everybody, give them a little bit about the story and what they're going to find out about the siblings. They're going through this back and forth. She's protecting him. They're in a magic realm. Is there dragons there that they're in the realm of?
Yes, there's it actually explains it in the introduction, and it ends up explaining the namesake of Dragon of the Blue Flame, so I'll let people read the introduction for that part. But overall, yes, you're going to see more dragons more in later books. My idea is the... what are they called in Final Fantasy? The little chickens that you're, or archers, chocoboos or something like that. But basically, like, they're like little, dragons that like carry like your, carriage type of deal instead of horses, which they do also have horses, but, basically, my idea with some of the dragons in there for the kingdom are almost like domesticated, like chickens. So they're not going to be, you're not going to see a lot of the dragons that you typically would imagine, especially the same one introduced in the introduction. But there's some reasons for that.
Excellent. And I love that, John. And this, those of you tuning in, we're talking to Jabberwocky, the writer and author of Dragon of the Blue Flame. And we're going to give one of those books away right now for some of you lucky people. We're going to spin that wheel. Those of you went to psychicjethro.com, put your name in, put your information in, you're going to get to win one. And we have Dee Dee. Dee Dee won and Dee Dee gone. Dee Dee, I'm so glad to see you. I'm glad you're out there. We love that. You'll be sending that to you. You can read it to those grandkids and those other friends and family. And she put a little plus. I hope I win this because the author looks like a hottie. We got to watch John. John's getting a lot of ladies checking. John is a nice man. And good. That's good to go. Okay, John. You may not be single by the time this show's over. So what we're having here is we got people checking you out all over the country. We love all of you guys that tune in. Thank you guys so much for being the fans and helping with it. Remember, Christmas, we're going to be giving those extra prizes. We do a lot of contests. For those of you who haven't got into the Psychics Gone Wild room, it is a room there in Facebook, so you want to put in there. Let us know you're there. Check with us. There's where we get the guests. Our phenomenal Rebecca that you guys had the tarot reading with last week is not only in the room, but you can talk and make connection there. If you need to get a reading, you saw with her, there's things that she has set up with her rates and everything. You can just message her there, and she can set one up. Do it on Zoom for those of you out of, you know, her area, or if not, you can I can tell you from the Zoom ones that I saw that was real phenomenal. Rebecca's also one of our Friday people, so if you want to try and check us out, come to the Friday Circle. Remember, I only have a couple left. I think we're doing two or maybe three this year, and then we're done for the year because we're out for Christmas. And, you know, if you guys want to get in, this is the time to do it. You can buy it right there online and just schedule it. It says Friday Psychic Circle, click it on that time. It's 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we run about an hour to hour and a half. John, I love you dearly. We got to telling everybody about your book. Any last words you want to tell them before I have to grab that phone and start reading some of these wild listeners?
I think that's about it. I mean, everyone seems like they are enjoying this and my book, so I don't want people to keep rating on the reading, so we can go with that.
Excellent. And T. Alecky writes me on here, I think that John can cook. I have a feeling that he is good with food. I've always wanted a man that could cook for me. John, do you cook?
I might work at a restaurant.
If we found love is in the air. Well, you are also in Florida, so you definitely need to come to Friday Psychic Circle or come to some area where John is playing in your area. And I love that. Thank you, John. We're going to let you go now, but I'm red and she's in love in here, and I think we need to go on to the next part. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Those of you tuning in, we were having a lot of fun there, though. Come on, grab the book. You know Jabberwocky, and you've heard a little bit, you've seen a little bit. Those of you who haven't looked on Amazon yet, check it out. John is not only a phenomenal author, but a really excellent illustrator. And some of the pictures and some of the work that he's done there as they were looking on the front is just phenomenal. We're going to get a little bit live. It's time for those of you who've been waiting for that reading. I'm going to give you a few minutes. What I'd like to do with you is I will ask permission of you to have you give me your full name. And then what I will do with it is give you what the guides are giving. Or if you have a direct question, we can go right to that. I only have a few minutes for each person because there's so many. But 205, you're live. How are you, 205?
I am well. Thank you both for taking my call. My name is Patricia. And my birthday is 2/6. And I just want to know what you see surrounding the finalization of my when held damage claim to my property and finally getting paid. The money is out there, but the attorney had a problem with receiving hers off top, so she fussed a little bit, and now we're at a standstill.
That's what I feel, and I feel that there, I did see that it's going to have to take a little more of a push there, and it needs to be. They're trying to get away with a little less, but it was done to your property. My heart goes out to you, Patricia. You're trying to do the right thing, and you've got people trying to do what they need to, but they're trying to, you know, it costs. When you have damage done, it's going to have to be with the contractor. I feel like it's going to be handled. They told me, the guys are telling me that it looks like, sadly, that it's going to drag a little bit out for another little couple months. I don't feel that it's going to get handled right up now. And I did see that I feel like that person knows they're liable. They need to come through. I did feel it may take a little push. Let's start working on this, see if we can break this down into pieces. Let's get this handled so you can get a contractor and get this fixed, or it's going to be worse, you know?
Well, a contractor has fixed it, so everything has been done. All we need is the inspector to come out. And they were actually about to issue the funds about 2 weeks ago, but then she wanted to get her money out of the funds to pay the contractor. And the mortgage company is like, wait, no. Hold on, no, we need to pay the contractor. So she fussed. She's made a big fuss, got us at a standstill. So it's only the inspector and then the payout.
That's it. It did look like I saw her drag a little bit. I stay with that, Patricia. It looks like we're in November, and I saw it dragging into the middle of December, even trying to later. And I feel like I feel like it just has to be handled. I'm so sorry for you. I hope this helped you, and I'm glad you called in, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Patricia. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Gentle, and I'm a little wound tonight, but I'm having a little bit with it. So if you guys can bear with me, I'm going to just take a few minutes here and get really grounded, make sure I'm connected to everyone that we've coming in. You can hear me a little bit. If those of you notice, I'm a little... That isn't for me running around. That's just high energy vibration. And I want to thank all of you guys. You remember, I've been usually by this time of night, I'm sitting down having my dinner and relaxing. So I've got to change my pattern a little bit, raise my vibration up. Remember, I'm that morning person, you know. So you guys remember, be nice to me. It's a little late. Hey, 518, don't be worried. Don't be great. You're the one that we want to have your faith. How are you, 518?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Good, but I want to make sure I'm trying to really connect with people. If you had a reading from me before, I'm very clear on you, and I'm feeling energy. So can you give me your first name, date of birth?
Sure. It's Val, and my date of birth is 10/12.
Thank you, Val.
You're welcome.
I saw with you a lot of strength. I feel like you've been through some stuff that you're handling. I saw you having – you're a person that it has to be – it has to feel good to you. You like handling things. You don't like stuff that's, if it's too tense or too much over here, you don't want to be around it. You want beauty is what I'm hearing. I feel like you need harmony.
Well, I do like harmony, yes. But I wanted to ask you something. Well, two of some things that I think you can answer quickly,
mm-hmm.
if I may.
No, please.
Okay. One, thank you so much. One is about a job. Now, I interviewed a couple weeks ago. I was told I would hear back by that Friday. Then I was told I would hear back no later than the end of the following week. I hadn't heard back. I reached out a couple times just to say, hey, where do I stand? Hey, am I still in the running? If not, let me know because, you know, I need to take something. I thought the interview went phenomenal. I have not heard. Now, this was a professional job, you know. Well, I mean, I guess every job's professional, but it was a little bit, you know, I expected definitely this person was adamant I would hear back. I have not heard back in any which way, not even a go, you can figure that one out, nothing. And what happened?
I feel it's some glitch in their thing. I feel like they were really doing the thing and they just, it's like the human resource dropped the ball is what I feel. And I don't feel it's personally with you. I feel that I feel like you would have heard back, like you said, usually you hear right back, you know, we picked another candidate, we're not moving forward. This isn't the case. I feel this person's having a little bit of lagging, and I feel that they're looking at what's the step. I do feel that you did real well in the interview. I feel the really sad part is they're not being real professional, because at least letting you know that, you know, we're looking here and out, but I don't feel they have the full question. Like, you, here's what we're looking at. We can offer the job, or the job's been taken. The job still seems to be open, and I feel they're over here with some other things they're trying to look at with it, Val. That's what I feel. I also saw, how long has it been since the interview?
It was the beginning of November.
Yeah, and I saw them dragging their feet a little bit. I did see over here, I did see kind of contacting back, and I asked if someone, whatever happened, somebody dropped the ball. They assumed, you know, and I think that's really sad, because you would have, you know, what we usually get is you get that, especially with a job like that, you know, we're letting you know the position has been filled or whatever. They haven't done that.
Right.
You're filling the running. I do a little checking back there with them, saying, you know, I haven't heard back, and I'm, you know, wondering what the next phase of the job is. What
I
know,
reached out a few times. I mean, nothing at all. I even went as far as saying, I'm sure you've filled the position by now. I hope you found someone wonderful. But please let me know what, you know, like what happened in the interview, you know, basically that might have went wrong so that I can hone my interview skills. Nothing.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And I mean, they needed someone immediately. So you really think they haven't filled the position yet?
I feel that they just didn't handle that. Like I said, they dropped the ball in notifying that they had one. But I also saw the really odd thing is they may have held on to your interview in hopes of something later, and they didn't even do that with you. Well, you can't wait on that. You need to, you know, this is the human resource
person
is what I feel. I'm so sorry, Val. And I did see you getting something here later, somewhere different in December.
I did just get hired. With something completely different.
Absolutely.
Not what I wanted, but thank you. And the other quick question, there's someone from my past, back and forth. It's been hostile for a while. I've reached out to him a couple times with good energy. Do you see me hearing back from him just in any kind of a, you know, just something, I don't know.
I did feel hearing back from him. I feel like he's going through a little bit of stuff. I saw him dealing with his own he's going through some other things, and I feel that you will hear back from him. I feel that you will be able to, you two aren't done together, and I feel there's a specialness when you two are. It just hasn't really been able to really go fruitation all the way, and yet I feel like you two, you're not done with each other, so I do feel you're carrying back, Val, and I'm glad. I feel you're a good person. Thank you tonight for calling in. You made my day. Huh. And, you know, if you put on psychicjetsu.com, I'm going to put over here your code and that or for your phone number and that Val, and if you contact me, you've won yourself a really nice stone pendulum, so you can see about yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It's a gift from Psychics Gone Wild. Just put in your mailing, because I won't share that, but I have to have it to send it to you in the mail, you know.
Thank you. Okay, where do I put that information?
PsychicJethro.com.
.com, okay. You have been wonderful, and I thank you very much. And God bless, and have a wonderful holiday season, and I will do that.
Good. Love you. Bless you, Val, and hope you're on Christmas time. We're going to be giving away big prizes, lots of fun, and it sounds like we're going to be having to have a time to talk with John on a date. He's going wild. We got people
no.
all over. You bring in one attractive
awesome.
Young guy, you know.
that's great. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you, Val. And those of you tuning in, this is Psyche Jethro having a lot of fun here. And I've had friends calling me asking, what's going on, Jethro? You put your book out there, Uncle Jethro's Guide in the Sixth Sense, and I haven't got a copy. You got to go in there. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes. Barnes & Noble, you can buy Living in the Psychic Realm. And if you go in right now, I've had a couple of friends telling me that you know, with they were having them out for Christmas with Living in the Psychic Realm. If not, make sure you request it. It's in New Age. You know, it is my story about what the first beginning of this and the ability and the drowning and the things. And it's written for the younger ones. Those of you that are tuning in for Uncle Jethro's Guide in the Sixth Sense, There you got to go through Amazon. It's my workbook. It's my book that I bring in. And those of you that do it, I welcome you to buy the book. It's to have in your hand so you can read it home with lots of your home tools. But I use that a lot in my classes. So those of you who are interested in those classes, contact me. You know, we've got a full class on Wednesdays if you guys are here in Florida, but I have other openings on Saturdays, and they're classes I do for those of you who want to work with the intuitive, work on different things, and have some fun. Make some new friends. Get in there together. I do believe in compliment. We don't compete. I'm a very strong teacher, and congratulations to myself. I'm very proud that in November, through this year, we've had 67 positive students working in different areas doing this. And they're out there reading, being fun. You guys look on Facebook, a lot of the ones there aren't just the clients I read, but the friends and people of my friends that I've helped through their path. They came with abilities. I had some ideas. We worked together. Three teachers I worked with, so I have some really great ways to tune your gifts, sharpen it, have fun doing it. I love it. I welcome you guys. Come on in, secondchancethrow.com. We got some other one over telling me this. They go, someone's always asking me, Jethro, why do I know these things? You see, I have been talking and having these feelings, and they just come out. Well, I'm worried about you. No, I'm teasing you, Lee. Lee's writing in, and she's telling me that what she's been doing is she's been getting herself psychic flash. Psychic flash is where things just come in. You don't always have control. All of a sudden, you'll blurt out something. You'll feel something. Lee, I love you dearly. That's what I was just talking about over here. Get in the classes. I have been reading you and working with you for about 8 years, and you keep telling me you're going to come. I do them affordable for the classes with it. I don't charge those hundreds and thousands that most people do for these classes online. What I do is I charge you $25 for an hour and a half. We get together. I work with you. We find out the things. And I put you to work because you're going to be in there. You're going to have hands-on. Those of you who know our Psychic Friday Circle, you're going to be on the radio show. We're going to work with you. We're going to help you tune you to where you're going. And it's not a scary thing. We're going to take it at a pace that you feel comfortable. But that first step, the really intense one, is to go to psychicjethro.com, scroll down on scheduling, and buy the Saturday class at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then it's after that's easy, because then I'm going to send you a Zoom link. You're going to come in, or if you're here, you can come right on in to my location here in Florida, if you're in the Orlando area, and learn with fun people and fun confidential and have some blast. So, and that's as far as I'm going to read your letter, because you keep writing this to me. And I'm going to go back and look. I know it's been about 8 years, maybe longer, that you've been telling me this. And you're right over in Kissimmee, so I know you can come and see me. I love all of you guys. We're going to grab that phone. We've had a couple more people going, Chetra, what are you going to read? I'm going to read right now. How are you, Skype reader, Skype caller? Skype, how are you?
Hi, Chetra. It's Tina and... Second time I talked to you this year, and it's so much fun listening to your show. I feel like I'm in a Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I love that, Tina. You know how to make me smile. You call me Wheel of Fortune, I'll be your mana. How are you doing?
I have a question. Two-part. Real quickly. There's this female, right? She's like white skin with short hair, and she's very tricky with people, and I know that I know she's someone already told somebody. Is she ever going to get caught or what she's doing?
Oh, I did feel that. I did feel like that. And I feel the really sad thing is that she's been getting away from it and getting away from being that way because people haven't been able to just find it yet. I feel like that they're going to catch her, and I did see it. And I really, that bothers me. You know, the public, it's hard enough to go in and, and nowadays tight times, you know, without people being rude. She has a way of really being kind of cold. I feel like she's a little bothered by everybody.
So you did see her being caught?
That's what I feel, yes, Tina. And I feel that it's about time. You know, it looks like she's gotten away with this.
So you see her. Because look at what she's doing. I mean, isn't that a disgrace?
It is. It's not good. And it's something that's going, you know?
Okay, I have another question, real quickly. So I have a male friend, right? You know, may I respectfully ask you real quickly? I won't take much. I have a male friend, right? He helps me with some legal advice. Is he still going to be my friend around, like, in the next few months? Like, do I hear from him? Would it be peaceful? There we go. That's all. All right, good. I know you got like wonderful people want to hear you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, Tina. You made my day. Yeah, I do feel it. We have 3 minutes left. On the guys, what they're showing me here with you is that they're going to be your friend. And I also saw, some new things happening. I feel like as December goes, you kind of extend out, get to making some new positive things. I feel like you look like to me like you're ready for some new people, good people, and just starting to have some fun. Tina, I feel like you like life is what I saw, and I saw them staying your friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday. See you at Christmas time if you're on here.
Yes. Gobble, gobble.
Bye. You just did Thanksgiving, Tina. Oh, she's teasing me. We're bringing out the turkey leg. Here we go. We're grabbing all those phones, don't you know? We got 312. What about you? This is Psyche Jethro, 312.
Hey, Jethro, it's great to speak to you again. My name is Brian. My birthday, January 8th, 1980. And I was calling you because in May of 2022, I was let go from my job. I was sold for budgetary reasons, but I believe it was for discriminatory reasons, retaliatory, and I faced a hostile working environment. I filed a complaint with the state of Illinois, who met with me 2 weeks ago and met with my former boss today. How do you see things going? Do you think they're going to offer me a settlement, my job back, or are they going to dismiss my case?
I feel like they're really going to offer a settlement, that you had legitimate things there. I did feel the boss knows this and knows that you're not going to settle. I'm so sorry for you, Brian. You know, it's been a while since I've read you, and I feel like you've been really under some really odd stuff there. You know, when you work hard and everything else, you don't have time for what you were dealing with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Personally, I think there was some other things going there. I feel that part of it was they were trying to find a way to play games with you, and you're not a player. So as a worker, you got under some other people's odd things. I saw you going through and handle this. I'm so proud of you for taking and standing up for the fact that, you know, this is what we, in the labor force, we've got to stick up for each other, or that people will run you over, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I saw them over there. I feel like they're kind of deliberate, but they know that if they drop this case, it could excel. I think he knows that, you know, now's the time to settle with you. I did see a weird thing about the job back. I feel like they've kind of wanted you back or on ballot. They're not certain how to say it, but I feel like since you've been gone, they really miss you more.
Oh, wow. Do you see a financial settlement?
I did. I saw something over here financially that you're going to be able to get some of this finance a little back for you, Brian, that, you know, during this time, compensation, you know, this hits you below the belt. This was your livelihood, and they were playing other stuff that was unfair practice.
Okay. Any timelines? You seeing this being resolved?
It looks like they're trying to draw it out a little bit, but I feel like they know that the settlement and the things handling, I feel like there'll be something physically you'll know here in about the middle of December. It's like they're still pulling, dragging their wheels on the mount, you know?
Gotcha. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you, Brian. Good to talk to you again, and thank you for calling in. Psychic's Gone Wild.
Wonderful. Talk to you soon.
Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro here. We're having a little more fun and a lot more wild. Those of you coming in, we've got a lot of you coming in at the last. You always do this to me, and you get me, because we've only got, oh, my gosh, we got 16 minutes. Give me that phone. 203, what about you and me, 203?
Hi, Jethro. This is Michelle, and my birthday is 11/29.
Michelle. May I have permission to read you?
Yes. So, you know, I've got a few questions, and I might have to actually call you for a session, but after the last guy, I have something very similar going on, and I have a lawyer that sent a letter, very similar letter to a company that I just left. And they had done so much to me that, you know, it's a very long letter of accusations. And I'm wondering, you know, are they gonna settle, or we're gonna have to take them to court, or what?
I did see that they're gonna have to I feel like they're going to settle. It's just a little more push, Michelle. And it really, it made me sad as I felt with you and your energy. I feel this has been drawn out way out and it needs to get handled. I feel the saddest part you've got is as you've been dealing with all the parts of this thing that wasn't there, I feel like they did put this in together. And I feel like this company, whoever, whatever, we're going to talk confidential so don't get ourselves over the air. But I feel like you're not the only one. I feel like there's been stuff over here and there. And I feel like they have a little bit of, they think they could be crafty with their attorney. Where really, if you're doing this, you have the evidence. I feel like you have some things there. And I saw that it has to settle. And I feel the hardest thing for you is this really got you. Like, I feel like they were not being honest about some of the things with you. I feel like they were trying to make this out with you when it was really their issues and their fault and why you got laid off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there was so much. It was one thing after another. It's like, until finally, and I was tortured. I was just tortured but I stuck with it because I really loved the actual work. So that was my biggest question, and I am still recovering from that. And I'm in a position now where I don't really have a full-time job, and I'm thinking I might have to move. I own a home, and do you see me needing to move for my next job? And it might not be a bad idea because I'm very lonely here. So,
I did feel that. I did feel you moving, and that itself is a major tension, but I feel it would be good, a new outlook, a new place, and a bigger place for it. I feel you're a good worker, but I feel that you're stuck over here, and this keeping you there is kind of limiting your job resources and places, and where I feel like you do look at a shift and a movement. I feel that won't probably come until after the Christmas, after the holidays. They're showing me a little bit in January. I also saw a really good thing that, Michelle, you've got a kind of an idea of some things that it's time to be a little bit. You don't need to be over here alone. You're a good person, and you like to live and laugh and have friends and people and not so much. This John thing tore you up a little bit, but you're a strong cookie. You're coming back going, that was their issue. It wasn't you,
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I really feel that.
Thank you for that. I worked my heart out there, and it was very misogynistic. It was just male dominated. And you're right. It wasn't just me. It was some other women who were really suffering, and some men really suffering at the hands of a few. So.
I do, and you have my heart. I come from a small rural town, and I have lived in some states where the good old boy thing really is horrible, and it's done more in business than it should. And ironically, those kind of businesses are the ones that have the worst things because they're doing that. They have this. They feel entitled instead of realizing you treat people how you want to be treated. And I know you're qualified. You were doing this stuff over here. There was little games they've done, and I feel like you may be part of the whistleblower that finally slaps their hand and makes them realize you should be good when you're playing with others.
Well, I hope we settle out of court, don't have to go to court. But that's what you said, right? We'll be settling.
I did see settling. I think they know that it's strong enough that they also know that I feel that because of others and other things that it could turn into a big mess for them, but it's better just to settle. You know what I'm saying? You hit the news and there's people from 20 years ago. I remember when they were over here treating me this way. It's like, it gets out there.
Very good. Very, very good. That seems true. That's ringing true for me. Now, your sessions, can I just call you anytime during the day for a session? Or?
Oh, no, you got to book online. I've got such a busy schedule that you can't catch me. The best way to get on is I've got a schedule on that psychicjetsu.com, and then you just purchase half an hour, and whichever you prefer. I know you're having right now with time, so probably half an hour, and then, a time that works for you. So we can talk,
okay,
and I'll call
great. You. All right. Thank you so much. Have
thank
a good
you so
night.
Much. You too. Blessings, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're going wild. We have some presents, and we got some prizes. I have some individuals writing in. Jethro, I'm in Psychic's Gone Wild room, and I've been here for 14 years with you, and I remember back when you were living out in a trailer and making me laugh so bad. I bet you can't psychically tell me who it is. Okay, so there was only a short time for a couple months I lived in a trailer, so I'm feeling the energy. I'm guessing Sean or Denise, you got me. I don't know. You text me and want me to know who you are. That was a long time ago. My goodness, that was a really wild couple summers when I went out and just stayed out by myself and handled my life living in a mobile home. It was a really good time. You guys, I lived in Rock River, Wyoming, for those of you who are tuning into the show and catching up to speed with these friends that are teasing me. But thank you for listening. I'm glad you're listening to the show. And I know if you can text me later if I was right. It is you. Hey, I'm glad. They just messaged me back. I'm right. Okay. I'm glad to see with you guys. I hope you're doing good up there. You know, remember, always smile as you cross the street. there's actually like four streets out there. So those of you know that it's a very small town and it's a lot of fun. So you always smile when you cross the street in Rock River, Wyoming. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. I've been doing readings for way over 30 years. I started reading in Longmont, Boulder, Colorado area, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and ventured out into Sedona and other places. Those of you tuning in that are going to be out in Hawaii, make sure you catch me. There is going to be some time there in 2024. I'll be out there doing some business, like say hey to you. I have quite a few clients from there. So those of you that are listening on the radio show, remember in Hawaii, we did Maui, those of you remember on the Facebook, and you got to see me and my fiance out there. This time I'm going to be in Hanalei. So those of you talking, checking, you want to let me know. I will be back in California in 2024 in San Francisco area, you know, Alameda. Here we go again, friends. And then we'll be dancing and doing some psychic readings and fun there. For those of you that have been to the classes, we'll do them one-on-one there in Harbor Bay. So there'll be a two-day class. So contact me. Let me know. Say, Jethro, I want to catch you in 24. See what your schedule is. Those of you catching a reading, your schedule right there on www.psychicjethro.com. And we got a little more time to grab that phone again. And that's my country voice. Hi, 856. How you doing, 856? How you been?
Hi, fine. How are you?
Good. Am I wearing your ears off?
Yep. How are you?
Really good. I need permission if you'll tell me your full name and date of birth.
It's Rose Maria. It's 12/31/74.
Oh, my God, my honey. Where have you been?
Traveling and here and there, working and trying to find work again. So
it's
crazy.
I think you cried off.
Been sick a little bit too last week. So my father passed away 2 weeks ago yesterday. So a lot of chaos.
I feel it. And are you okay? You feel like you've got some health things. Have you been taking care of my Anne Marie when I haven't seen you?
I'm trying to. Back and forth with the doctors just figure out what's going on with my voice. So.
Yeah. I feel it. I'm so glad to hear from you again. You know, we've been through how many love lives, how much fun, so little time. What do you want me to read tonight, Anne Marie?
Whatever you can get. That's for the positive. No relationship yet or moving, so whatever you can pick up.
Yeah. I'm feeling, Emery, what I'm picking up with you right now is that I feel you're going to need a little bit of this as the holiday season comes in, where you need a little time to kind of be off the work a little bit, trying to regroup a little bit. I saw a relationship coming in for you, but it looks like it's, I want to say you're going to have something under the Christmas tree. It looks like you're going to have some intensity and some person or meet a contact, someone who can be a potential relationship right before the holidays. I'm trying to see where you're going to be out with. I know how you work all the time and out, but I feel like this is someone that your new acquaintance knew, someone, and it's just like you've talked or you're nice and this person wants to talk to you about seeing if you're single and that kind of thing. I'm glad. I've worried about you through the years. I know that you have that Italian relationship. Things happen in wild, and, you know, it's been, I feel like it's time to have some really good things happen, you know?
Yeah, true. That's what I was wishing for, so, for Christmas at all.
Mm-hmm. And I also saw that we're gonna have to. You need some tender care. I'm feeling like there's some stuff going on a little bit, not just the throat and the thyroid, but something's. First, I thought lungs or something. I feel like there's some of your system that is just fighting the. It seems like you've been a lot of hours and a lot of work on your body. You know.
Yeah, a lot of stress, a lot of hours I had, and couldn't take it anymore. Then finally went in. And then a lot of chaos after that, so I lost the job, lost him, so all at once, not my voice.
But I feel, and I saw that, and I thought that the guys were telling me we need a little bit of time just kind of over here, and, you know, I'm glad you called in. We need to laugh more. We're going to have to get together more. I got to come back off no more, because I got to laugh at you. You just laugh and have fun, let these other people just go cry to themselves. We're the happy kids, you know? We got to get it going.
Yep.
I did see there's some a little bit of family. You've had some little stress happen over here with trying to deal with, I feel like the person that's gone, people are not forgotten, but it's a little hard now that they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling me that they're helping you over on the other side, and they're like, she's working way too hard. Like, they tell me my Aunt Marie girls, Maria's just working too hard, you know? She's had a lot going on with. We got to get that relationship. You got about 25 days before you're back in the dating game, so we're ready.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aunt Marie. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. And I missed you on air.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. Made my night.
Yeah, I don't know if you know my mom.
Yep. We're going out. Sorry, Anne-Marie. The phone just went through. We got a few minutes before they just turned off the things. 805 will catch you next time. 952-267-246-217-307-970-408. 9019. All of you, we love you. You are fine. Don't forget the money's mine. No, we're teasing you. Don't forget to call again. One more time, we'll do it right. There we go. Don't even fight. We got it all going. It's just like it's going on. I hope you had a really good time. I know that you've made my night. I hope it was good and fun for you. Let me know what you feel. We were tonight talking to the phenomenal guest, Jabwocky, the author of Dragon of the Blue Flame. So those of you who've gotten in with the books, we'll be doing some prizes next week with those of you on here. I see some of you connecting. Make sure you go on Amazon and get the book. You know, I had a lot of you tell me last time with the other author, you went in and you checked it out, and I've got a C over here, because then you wrote me later asking me questions. I will be quizzing you, so I want you to have that book in your hand for Christmas, because if I ask you on Chapter 12 of Dragon of the Blue Flame and you lose the $500 prize, you're not going to be happy. But I got to make sure you're doing and working together, so we're helping each other. I love all of you. Don't forget me, because I'm never going to forget you. I love you. Stay wild. It is the way to be. And one more time, our wild call.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
And love you. See you next time on Psychics Gone Wild.